News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock. It's 34. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. A mix of sun and clouds today, a high about where we're at, and then temps falling throughout the afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, colder, some lake effect snow showers, 1 to 2 inches possible, down to 7. And then sunny with some lake effect snow showers at times tomorrow with a high of 19. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Former Benton Harbor Area School Superintendent Leonard Seawood has learned his fate.
Berrien County Judge Donna Howard yesterday sentenced Seawood to 90 days in jail plus 5 years probation and $46,000 in restitution for allegedly taking improper payouts for unused vacation days while working for the district. And Judge Howard said that she'd received letters from all over the country that spoke well of Seawood, but noted she didn't believe any of them were from Benton Harbor teachers. She told Seawood he should have had the humility to speak with the school board openly about being overworked and his need for some more help.
Good luck to you, sir. I wish you all the best.
Seawood said he never meant to dishonor the district. Former school trustee Martha Momeny spoke ahead of sentencing and asked the judge not to go easy on Seawood, saying he'd damaged the district's morale and played trustees for suckers. Seawood was led away in handcuffs. Andrew Green reporting.
A multi-state partnership to help the federal government fund a new barrier to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes is now up and running. Governor Snyder is teaming up with Wisconsin, Ohio, and Ontario for the Great Lakes Basin Partnership to block Asian carp. He cautioned in South Haven yesterday, though, that they won't be able to get a permanent barrier up at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Illinois immediately.
This is not a fast solution. Boy, I wish I had better news for you there, but even starting today with all the hard work, it could be as late as 2025 to get it fully in place.
The partnership will offer a combination of solutions to reduce the risk of invasive carp from entering the Great Lakes at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Joliet, Illinois.
Carson's in the Orchards Mall is closing. Carson's owner, the Bon Ton Stores, announcing this week the closing of 47 of its retail locations in 2018. 42 announced yesterday. The Benton Township Carson's, one of two Michigan stores that will be shuttered as Bon Ton seeks to enact a comprehensive turnaround plan. The other Michigan store is an Elder Beerman in Adrian. As posted on Moving of the Market, the local Carson's closure begins today and will run over the next 12 weeks.
Michigan State University is turning to a hard-nosed former governor and alumnus to right the ship following scathing criticism over former Dr. Larry Nassar's ability to molest young female athletes for decades under the guise of medical treatment. John Engler led the state for a dozen years as the last three-term governor and takes over as interim MSU president Monday.
We owe it to them to fix the problems and to change the culture so that a better MSU will be their legacy, and that they know something positive came out of their suffering.
After leaving office because of term limits, the 69-year-old directed business groups in Washington, D.C. Students and faculty are widely opposed to the move, with faculty members planning to hold a vote of no confidence in the MSU Board of Trustees over the selection of Engler.
The Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors pleased with how 2017 ended when compared to the end of 16. The latest figures show 2017 home sales in the region up 4% over 2016. However, the market did slightly slow down in December, with monthly sales slipping 7% from December the previous year. The association reports a housing inventory in December slipped to an all-time low, falling to a 4.4-month supply of houses for sale the final month of the year. When comparing 17 to 16 as a whole, the average selling price in the region was up 9%. Average price in just December of 17 was up a whopping 16% over December of the previous year. The Southwestern Michigan Association of Realtors tells us they entered 2018 excited to be well past the recession.
Several communities in Michigan's Great Southwest having winter festivals centered on ice carving, one of which is in downtown Dowagiac. It's the Ice Time Festival happening this Saturday. Chris Zonin from the Dowagiac Chamber.
This year we'll host eight carvers who are professional carvers that come out and will carve 300-pound ice blocks on the street. The carving starts at 8, and there are 30 different businesses that sponsor ice blocks.
Many family activities and downtown merchants will have special offers, as well as eight different eateries to visit. For a complete schedule of events, you can visit DowagiacChamber.com. WSJM News Time, 6:04. It's 34. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow up 73, the NASDAQ gained 9, the S&P 500 up 1. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, to release or not to release.
Being a foster grandparent has definitely given me a purpose in life.
I'm a better student because of her.
Foster grandparents are role models, tutors, and friends to children with exceptional needs.
So we go into the classroom and work with those children who are not quite up to their grade level.
Best part of being a foster grandparent volunteer, watching the light up in a kid's eyes.
And you can see their success, and it's really rewarding.
I am so proud of the work that I do here.
It is the best feeling in the world.
She helps me with reading sometimes.
I love Grandma Lydia.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma Carol.
Thanks, Grandma Jen, for helping me.
I'm living again, and the foster grandparent did that for me.
It's the best part of my life.
To learn more about how to become a foster grandparent and help children in need, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit SeniorCorps at nationalservice.gov.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 34 degrees. FBI leadership has urged President Trump not to release a controversial House Intelligence Committee memo that alleges wrongdoing at the Justice Department. Now, Democrats on that committee say Republicans edited the memo before sending it to the president.
Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee say Republicans edited a memo before sending it to the White House. The ranking Democrat on the committee, Adam Schiff, says the edits made the memo materially different and that a committee vote that approved its release along party lines is now invalid. A spokesman for committee chair Devin Nunes calls the criticism a bizarre distraction from the abuses detailed in the memo, saying the edits were minor. Brian Clark, ABC News.
President Trump, meanwhile, scheduled to address Republican congressmen today who endured a harrowing journey to their retreat in West Virginia yesterday.
Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee say
it sounded like dynamite, eyewitnesses here said, when an Amtrak train chartered for the GOP retreat collided with a garbage truck that should not have been on the track.
We felt a huge jolt on the train. The member who was standing next to me, Lyle, talking, was thrown to the floor.
Congressman Neil Dunn of Georgia told us he grabbed his family and raced for an exit. Congressman Jason Lewis of Minnesota made it to the retreat after suffering a concussion. Amtrak said accidents at rail crossings nationwide are far too common. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Crozet, Virginia.
Three men have been indicted after attempting to hack into an ATM in Texas. Authorities say the crime is part of a growing trend called jackpotting, where thieves install malware on ATMs. Baytown Police Lieutenant Steve Doris says the malware allows thieves to access all of the money in the ATM.
Forces the ATM machine to empty its contents to them. So they basically make off with all the contents of the ATM.
Juan Carlos Navarro Miranda and Jose Angel Diaz Toledo have been charged with breaching computer security and attempted theft after posing as repair techs at a bank in Baytown, Texas. A third man remains at large.
Well, the Fed's apparently holding off for now on raising interest rate hikes.
Not this time, but the Fed says another interest rate hike is coming.
So the opportunity now looms in the coming months for the Fed to continue to give that signal or to make an adjustment. Some people think that the Fed might signal that it could have four rate hikes in store in 2018.
Bankrate's Mark Hamrick says that's good news for the economy.
This is a sign that the economy is moving farther away from the financial crisis and Great Recession of a decade ago.
That said, it's still a good time to pay down credit card debt or to refinance an adjustable rate mortgage with a fixed rate home loan. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sexual misconduct allegations have prompted one of the judges of TV's newest singing competition to drop out of next week's finale.
Star maker and record executive Charlie Walk.
Don't expect Walk to judge next week's finale of the Fox Singing Competition, The Four. He's skipping it in the wake of sexual misconduct allegations against him, which he says are the result of a, quote, extreme rush to judgment. That in a statement released through his attorney. Deadline reports Walk's also been placed on leave by Republic Records, the label he runs, as they investigate the accusations. An investigation Walk says he supports. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. In the NBA, the Pacers win. They beat the Grizzlies 105-101. The Trailblazers beat the Bulls 124-108. Men's college basketball, Michigan State beat Penn State. And in women's college basketball, Central Michigan beat Buffalo and Toledo beat Western Michigan.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.